What's up, everyone? We're here for the season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The episode is titled No Good Deeds. Obviously, they never go unpunished, so stay tuned to all that.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get our Vogues in. What's up, everyone? Yeah! It's gonna be a party show like that. We're gonna hear that sound throughout the night just because. I'm your host, Francesca. I'm here with my lovely co-host.
What's up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And of course, you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA. Yeah, so it's the last.
It scares the crap out of me every time.
So this is the season finale. It was kind of more eventful than its other episodes, but no big bang.
Yeah. Besides, you know, Chris's accident bang.
That literal bang. Yes, but it was actually, I did like this episode because we got to see everyone kind of in different roles. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Oh, actually, really fast, before we get into this, just a reminder that we have a lovely promotion going with BeautyCon Box. The holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. So get your girlfriends, your friends, these boxes, a subscription box. It's over $150 worth of product for about $30 $30. And if you use the code BuzzBox, you get 20% off your prescription subscription. And you know, it's gonna have like lip conditioners, mascara, all the lipsticks, all different kind of cool makeup, and it's just perfect for the holidays.
Yeah. Can you believe that? $30 a month. Like, that's awesome. Like, all that product for that much. And, like, not only that, but, like, my friend Shayla loves this kind of stuff, and it's right down her alley. They've got, like, lashes that are called Shayla's lashes. They have, like, all this cool stuff, and it's like, ladies, if you want this, or men, for your ladies.
Yeah, for your lady friends.
Get it. And you can use our code, isn't it, like,
BuzzBox.
There
Box
you go.
Buzz. I'm sorry.
Box Buzz.
Box Buzz. 20% off on your subscription.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, and you know, since Kylie's stuff is super expensive, this is just a nice route.
Yeah.
Wait, can we just talk about Kylie's prices for that holiday edition?
For the whole set?
Yes. It said it was like $290 or something like that.
Oh, it's more than that. I'll look it up. You guys keep talking. Yeah. I'm going to look this up.
Okay.
I like her stuff too, but I'll let someone give me that as a gift, along with the subscription. I'm down for that. So we know the saying, no good deed goes unpunished,
right?
And it's absolutely, I feel, true. So the first good deed and a new role is Kim decides to step up and help be manager because, like we said, Chris got into a car accident, which is really scary. And, you know, you need time to relax and she's juggling so much already, and they like Chloe and Kim were talking and saying, we keep telling her she needs like a team because they need help.
Yeah.
So here's Kim. I think I could do it. And you know what? I think if anyone would step up to that position next, it would be Kim. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Especially with everything that's gone on, I feel like she kind of wants to take a back seat for a while. She can do this and manage her sisters. And I mean, just besides the one mistake that she made with Chloe, like, she said she was going to make it up. She seems like she knows what she's doing and she's on it. And so I feel like if she, you know, gave it more of a chance, she probably would be very, very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I agree. I believe Kim, she would kind of like knock this out the park. Mm-hmm. I think Kim as like a manager to all the girls would just be wonderful. And I heard a little story. I don't know if this is true, but like a while ago, Kim was the one who kind of kicked off the whole Kardashian empire type of thing. And she was the one who was originally managing like the girls and the all career. And then once she got big, like it was kind of like, okay, Mama, you handle it.
Yeah.
But I mean, she can do this. She's the one who opened the door for everybody to walk through. So
it's true. And if she's not wanting to be in the limelight as much, then that's perfect for her to do.
I mean, like, literally, this would be an amazing step for her if she were to take this, you know, further. So she's managing everyone, and with Chloe, you know, she's starting up her fitness stuff, and she's really wanting to get this fitness backpack going.
Chloe Fit Backpack. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I would love it. I also, if it came with like a free training with Don again since I can't afford him anymore. But anyways, brain freeze. Oh, okay. So she was mentioning that she wanted to do it, and then Chloe put that in. I mean, Kim put that in the forefront of her list of things to do. And I feel bad because we have seen over the years, Chris kind of like Chloe always says that Chris forgets about her. So that was nice that Kim like did something special. You know, she Chloe really wanted to do this, but then you know she overbooks herself and doesn't come to the meeting. You know. Whoopsies.
Yeah.
Like you said, like she apologized and it sounds like she's gonna take care of it. She's like really good business.
Yeah.
Woman.
I know. And it's so funny because I really think that this would be a great time for Chloe to come out with her ClowFit backpack right after they promote it on the show because we've never heard about this before. At least I haven't.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where Chloe does always have that backpack she's taking around when she's working out. And I think it'd be cool if it came with one of those little pom-pom keychains with like some water bottles and like some different mixtures for, you know, protein drinks and different things like that. Right. I think that'd be so cool. And I think that she would make a lot of money off of it, especially if she branded it ClowFit, like she said, which goes along with her training videos that she does on her app and everything. I think that's a great, great thing for her to do, and I think that she needs to jump on that while, you know, the episode has promoted it. I think it's awesome.
Definitely. I think this is the perfect time to, like you said, promote it. Like,
yeah.
There should have been a leak sent out, like, yesterday. We should have already had it. But I'm wondering with this backpack, what's going to be in the backpack? Are we going to get, like, the water bottles, the towels, and stuff like that? Is that going to be sent to my house? How are we going to do all of this? You know? Like, it's a great idea, and I hope she has it, like, really executed. Like, am I getting this big box? Is everything going to be separated? Do I have to pay for everything? You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just... I love the Kardashians. I love the Kardashians, but I love them. I kind of want to, I don't want to bash them, but I lucky want to go in tonight.
You want to go in?
Like.
Howard, go in.
I want to like.
Go in on this backpack,
you
Howard.
Know what I mean.
Howard, go in.
Like, Chloe, what's going on with the backpack? Are we going to, like, why do I need this backpack, Chloe? Why do I need it? Is the bottle coming in with it? Do I have to pay separately for the bottle? Do I have to pay separately for the towel? How big is this box? Like, I need everything.
Howard's annoyed. He's like, I need information.
I need to know what's going on. I want to stay updated.
I feel like probably she says it's like all you need, survival backpack. I feel like it will come with everything in the backpack. I think they're going to have multiple backpacks, so, like, this is going to be this kind of backpack. Mm. This one's going to be this with this inside. But I think the whole thing that she was saying was it was all going to be together.
Okay.
So I hope that, but then again, how much is it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be in the bag? I want to know, too. Mm-hmm. I want to know. But kind of going into what you guys were talking about, how much Kylie's kits were, her holiday collection bundle, which comes with a crap ton of stuff.
It looks
beautiful.
Awesome.
It looks amazing. And she always does an amazing job. $325, the low, low price.
The low price that $325.
Yeah.
Plus shipping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that comes with everything. The other one is called the Merry Bundle. It's $180. Then she has a holiday box, which is a limited edition, which is going for a pretty $290. And the Vixen Bundle, $180. It just goes on and on. But it's a lot of money, but man, these products are really cool looking. And man, my friend Shayla, she has like almost all of them, and it's so cool. Like, it's high quality.
Section.
No, she doesn't have the holiday thing yet. That comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
But she has
like
almost everything else.
Give me it. I can totally. Going back to Chloe though, I could totally see her kind of doing like a beach body workout. You know, like Shaun T, like that, like move over Dawn. Like, I feel like she could like totally take on that empire.
Like how Kim did with the fit in your jeans by Friday.
Oh, yeah.
No,
she
and
did
Kim
that.
Did the DVD.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Bring your jeans by Friday. And it was, like, her and her personal trainer. And it was a whole, like, DVD thing.
Really?
Yeah. Remember?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen that
Chloe
clip.
Should do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. And then another thing we learned tonight was that apparently when Kim was trying to manage everything, that Courtney and Chloe might be trying to come out with, like, a fitness line.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another really cool thing that they can make tons of money off of because everyone would want to work out because if the Kardashians are doing it and they're selling these, you know, high-quality products to work out in, of course people are going to want to buy it.
Like, regardless if you think or not that they've had work on their body, which they have in some degrees, they still have really amazing bodies and they do really work hard for it. So I think a lot of people would definitely want what they're selling.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The other thing Kim managed, they didn't really, they're talking about the Australia
Kylie.
Thing. you know, Kim's over here trying to save Kylie money. Let's get a makeup artist out there. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing really exciting. But it was nice for Kim to step up and help her mom. But then, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. And she kind of, you know, overbooked herself. It was a little too much to handle. But like I said, I think she could definitely do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
The next person this episode that it was really kind of neat to see this person in this role. Scott was making himself useful.
Yeah.
No, like, all these years of him raising kids, a.k.a. Courtney raising the kids, he wanted to help out Rob, like, get ready to be a dad.
Yeah.
Because Rob literally thought Lamaze was something about a vagina. Like,
I don't even know.
What did he say? That was just so... Wait, what?
I don't even know what he was saying.
I don't know what he was saying either.
But man, he needs a lot of Jesus in his life.
He needs a lot.
Because man, I feel for him. He's been through a lot. And I've talked about this so many times. But I just really want him to get it together. I want him to be a good father, which he's trying to. But he's got to get this whole thing figured out with China before anything else happens, because it's hard to raise a kid in a broken home.
Right. And, you know, Scott made a really good point. Again, Scott defying his odds lately. But he says, a baby doesn't fix anything in a situation. That's so true. A lot of people, I don't want to say a lot of people, but some people do, like, you know, have kids because they don't want to lose their significant other. Or they're like, oh, well, we'll make this together and we'll love each other. Like, no, the relationship between the parents is really important if you want to raise a kid. And yeah. they sound like, I mean, I didn't watch the spinoff with Rob and China, but like, they just sound like they're like kids, like always arguing and going back and forth. You know, they don't even know where Rob's saying where he's living. Like,
yeah.
I mean, what are your guys' thoughts on that? Because you did that show.
I was just, I don't understand. I understand, like, couples get into arguments and stuff, but it just seems like theirs is just so extreme. They need to really, really sit down and be like, what are we doing here? We rushed everything. Now everything's just hitting the fan. Like, they need to figure out, like, are we just going to be co-parents? Are we going to be married? Are we just going to be engaged for 10 years? Like, how are we going to do this?
Right. Didn't they ask, like, are you guys still engaged? And he's like, I don't know.
He's like, if I don't get the ring back, I'm not tripping. I'm like, what the heck?
Who says that? Like,
who says that?
This is your fiance. And not only that, your baby's mother. Like, is she just going to be your baby mama for the rest of the life? Like, is she going to have a title? What's going to go happen? Like, what's going on, Rob? Figure this out. You should have had it figured out before the baby comes.
You should have had this figured out, like, a whole season ago. Like,
exactly.
I know it hasn't even been that long. But still, it's like, I love you, Rob, but you got to get it together, and you have to realize that you can't act like a child for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I'm the one to have to say it.
Yeah, right?
But I'm saying it.
Say it. Yes! Yeah, you know, I mean, but he is a first-time dad, and no one can really be ready for it. You could sit there and read all the parenting books you want and be around all the little kids, but until you actually have I don't have a child, but I have friends that do, and they tell me all that, like, doesn't matter how prepared you are or are not, it's a learning process when you when you go through it. You know, Black China, this isn't her first, but this is Rob's first, and I think this is really gonna be his first big responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, his sock line doesn't really count. Like, mommy always takes care of him. You know what I mean? Like, like how, example, Chloe, you know, tried to plan the shower for him, but he gave balloons to the mom. I thought that was kind of weird to apologize. It's just like, you gotta
I don't get
take
that.
Responsibility.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so everyone is going to be so sweet to you because everyone, you know, babies you, and it's going to be this big ordeal, and everyone's coming out and they're bringing you all these gifts and everything, and for you to be like, I'm not showing up, blah blah blah, I'm not going to be there. It's like, first of all, that's hurtful. Second of all, instead of like making rash decisions all the time, listen to what they have to say. Hey, I heard China's not going to be here, why is that? You know, is there a mix up, what's going on? Okay. And then, you know, right after that, they didn't say in the episode, but he like tweeted out Kylie's number and like made a big ordeal about it, like, what the actual heck? And then after that, you know, he thinks that, oh, it's going to be all good. I'm just going to send these nice little flowers that say, I love you, Mom. And I'm going to put it in the backyard. You know, I'm going to have someone do it because I'm not going to do it. I'm going to send someone to do it. And then I'm going to look like, oh, the hero to save the day. Oh, my gosh. And then she's like, I just have the best kids. And it's like, no, like, you know, if I did that to my mom, if I ditched my shower and then all of a sudden I just sent her some balloons, my mom would be like, oh, okay, thanks. But she wouldn't, she like, actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And I love you, mom, on balloons. You know, that's like words, you know? Like, yeah. Show her you love her. Show your family you love them. Stop acting like a child, you know? Like, show up to your shower that everyone's spending thousands of dollars in presents for you.
I know. It's like, just so frustrating. Chris was just in that store like, yep, this. Like, she probably bought the whole dang store.
I know.
She really did. I don't understand. You know, I'm glad we're touching on this little subject and Rob in the baby shower. Like, I just don't understand why he would not come. And it's just like Dakota said, like, why don't you call and say, hey, why is China not coming?
Exactly.
Why would you just like, oh, no, she's not coming? I'm going to tweet out Kylie's number. Because I know it's Kylie behind.
Like, who does that?
Get it together, Rob. Why don't you see this as your family? Even if China wasn't coming, these are still your blood relatives. Show your face. Be there for an hour. Go home. Like, what's exactly. the point? You live in Calabasas. You live down the street. You could exactly. at least came over and said, look, y'all, where's China at? Oh, she's not here? Well, I'm leaving. Like, I don't understand this. And then I don't like how they recorded China's voice, like on the like China saying, oh, it's okay, go ahead and do it, like kind of like background voice. I was like, did China really say that, or did yeah, she have right. other things to say? Like, well, is she really okay with it? Yeah, or what?
I mean, they do that a lot through, you know, all the time, the voiceovers, mm-hmm. because it's not exactly what the storyline they're trying to portray goes, but I bet it was something, you know, very similar, because they always try to include China.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm sure China didn't want to say, oh, I don't want to come, but she knew, yeah. like, they were fighting. But, you know, like, that's not fair to everyone else that they're going back and forth, like, mm-hmm. And again, like, they're doing, it's something nice. It makes me think about when it was MJ's birthday and he decided not to go. And, mm-hmm. you know, what's her name? Black China was there, and that was, like, really awkward. It's like, this is, like you said, this is family. Get your shit together. Like,
yeah.
They're doing stuff for you. They want mm-hmm. you to be included. You've been MIA for years. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do it, you know?
If I did this to my family, it wouldn't fly. Like, let's be honest. Like, exactly. in real life, like, this is not how things go. And I'm sorry, but it's just like, really?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. I think Kim's the only one who does, like, the tough love thing with Rob. Like, how she sits back, like, no, mom, like, this is how it should go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I really want to know Kim's thoughts on, yeah. like, this whole thing. Because I still feel like with the Kardashians, they give us stuff, but they don't give us everything.
Yeah.
And I just wish they would, because that would be good TV. Like, Kim, I really want to know, what do you think about, you know, Rob not coming? Like, you running off, what was that conversation like? Can I get a glimpse of that? Because she ran off on the phone and was like, oh, Rob's not coming. I'm pretty sure Kim went off, you right. know? She's probably like, what you mean you're not coming? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, obviously the Kardashians are different from, like, Love and Hip Hop, but, like,
true.
It should, like, they if they put stuff like that, like, it would, you're right, it would be more exciting. We, yeah. like, you know, like I said, this finale wasn't anything, like, crazy, and I know it's their life, so it's not like you're gonna make something happen, but they have drama. I feel mm-hmm. like, though, it's just that they can't put that out because they are such a tight family, and if we were to, like, tear them apart, do you know what I mean? Like, that could be a fall to their empire. So they have to stay united for the most part. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's the only reason why we don't get, like,
yeah.
that kind of drama.
Right.
But I agree, too. It would keep me interested a whole right. lot more if, yeah. like... You know,
you just got your real thoughts, like the earlier seasons, how they really, like, told us how they felt. Like, Chloe had no filter, you know, in, like, seasons 1 through 5, like, way back. She had no filter. Mm-hmm. And even Kim had a little bit, you know, no filter. Them fighting. I wish they would go back to that, and it wouldn't just be like, oh, well, I think this, or I think that.
It's, yeah. They're polished, you know? Now. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done it for so long. It's kind of like, it reminds me, too, of, you know, do you ever see, like, memes of, like, me when I was 13, and it's all, like, you know, braces and, like, a oversized sweater and, like, 13-year-old now, and they all look like Kylie Jenner. It's just, like, mm-hmm. they all perfected this, like, image, mm-hmm. and they're just sticking from it. And it is kind of getting a little boring. Like, dude, I know they have so much more drama that they could show us. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, just give us a little bit more. Like, yeah. even when they don't think it's enough, we'll be like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? Just a tease.
Yeah, just a tease more. And, you know, like I said, I am for Rob. I think he's awesome, and I think that he is trying, which is, I'll give him that. It's better than not
right.
being cooped up in, you know, a room. So I do give him that. But I want to see more. of the family. I feel like they are a little bit more polished these days and kind of keeping more to themselves. So I think it would be interesting to kind of let that wall down. I think Rob and China, I did watch most of the season. I have like two more episodes to watch. I do like how that's a little unfiltered, which is cool because it kind of reminds me of the old Kardashians in a sense. Because, you know, Rob and China, they don't have any problem just laying it out there how it is, especially China and her mom. Like, they don't have any
problem. I was going to say that, like, the preview for the baby special for Rob and China, China's mom, like, she looks like someone that would be... Like, she's looks similar to, like, things I've seen on, like Love and Hip Hop or, like, that kind of stuff. Like,
she's crazy.
She's in your face. Yeah. She wants drama. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So
she keeps it interesting. For sure.
Definitely. Show us, I want to say, like, a character, but, like, just another person, maybe, on the Kardashians. Show us somebody who will say a little bit more than what they're saying. Even if, like, they're thinking it, that person can say it. Like, maybe even, like, Malika. Oh, like, yeah. Sometimes Malika says the things, like, Khloé really wants to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do that. Like, have that in cahoots.
Like, have fun.
I could be
like,
that person.
Yeah,
like,
you could be that person. Howard can talk Khloé, all the shit on the show.
I know. Khloé, whatever you want to say, girl, tell me.
Do you remember, like the days when, like, Courtney slapped Jonathan whenever he was, like, in her face talking about how she didn't make it? And she was just, like, didn't do anything for the family and basically just sucked everyone's money out of them? Like, he was up in her face, and it was in Miami, and she, like, slapped him across the face. Like, dude, not to say I want violence, but, like, it would be so much fun. Because, like, nowadays, if they had a problem, it would be behind the scenes.
Them like this on the couch. Like, yeah, we talked about it, and literally, like...
Yeah.
That's it. It's and like,
I
hate that.
Like, I don't want this to be a thing. Like, we all love the show, but it's one of those things where it's time for some fresh spin. And I know that they've... you know, put production on a hold for the next season because of everything that happened with Kim. I'm hoping that they are a little bit more real. They come back with this, and it's more, like, in your face than the way it used to be, because if they want to keep this show going, they need to kind of spice it up and have, you know, be a little bit more real.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
you know, yeah.
And where was that episode with the with Kylie when Kim was like, she doesn't want to be famous, or she doesn't want to be famous anymore, but doesn't she know that her famous runs her brand or something like that? Where was that? Did we ever see that? She said this in a clip. They showed it where Kim was like, why doesn't Kylie want to be famous? Doesn't she know her fame runs her brand or something? Like, and we didn't see that much of Kylie either this
episode. I missed stuff because I was sick, so I don't remember.
They showed it, like, briefly in a clip. Like, where is that real raw Kim?
Right.
Like, Twitter Kim? If you put Twitter Kim on on TV, how she was just going off on one of the actresses and how she's going off on Taylor Swift. Like, raw Kim? I would live for that. Live.
I miss it. I do. I miss it. And I still love watching the show so much. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this. Like... I'm here because I love the show.
Right.
But, man, if we could just get back to that, it would just make me so excited.
Yes,
I just love them so much, I want to see more of them, you know?
Right. More drama for your mama.
Yeah, more drama for your mama or your llama, either one.
Or your llama.
Thanks, llama.
They probably would buy llamas, too.
Yeah.
They have the land for llamas. Anyways, they have the land. I actually really like llamas, so I can get stuck on llamas for a long time. I don't know, I guess... at the end of the show, wrapped it up real nice. Rob came over, apologized to everyone, kind of. It was a miscommunication, and they had, like, mini gifts. And I thought that was cute that they thought Rob was going to be a girl. So they had made that special little, like, thingy to bring Rob home in. And she had saved it for her. Saved it for him, for his child.
That was cute.
That was cute, yeah. I don't know.
That was the most heartening thing the whole episode.
Right.
I loved that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other thought this episode before we get into some gossip? Because there's always the good stuff not on the show that we can gossip about.
I'm all about the gossip. I'm ready for it.
Good. I do wanted to talk about that Kylie's Complex shoot.
Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what, Kylie? I feel you. I also want to say how Kim was like, I want this to be sexy.
She said, I want this to be raunchy. Like,
yes.
Butt out.
I know. I was like,
I mean, she knows what works for her, so...
Exactly, but I'm like, Kim, that works for you. Like, I don't want Kylie all the way... She's still, like, 19.
She's doing it now.
I mean, Kylie's pretty out there, too.
She is.
If there's any next Kim in line, it'd be Kylie, for sure.
Did you see, like, the shoot where Kylie was, like, covered in blue paint? And she was, like, I'm pretty sure, like, naked underneath.
No.
She was covered in blue paint. Or, like, I'll save the rest for gossip. There's like another thing that she did.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into it.
Burr, news and gossip. Burr.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yay! Okay, I wanted to mention this last week, but I was not here because I wasn't feeling well. So obviously, thanks. Obviously, they had the baby dream, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And but did anyone? I don't know if you guys mentioned this at all, but did anyone notice when she was having the baby, Kylie was nonstop Snapchatting Blac Chyna's son, King Cairo. I just thought it was really interesting that.
Oh yeah.
Like you see him every now and then with Tyga, mm-hmm. but like she was like it was like spending time with him and like blah blah blah. And I thought that was just kind of funny that it paralleled the same time that.
She's been spending a lot of time with him.
Blac Chyna was having mm-hmm. the baby.
She's been spending a lot of time with him.
Yeah. But
I want to see how that plays out. Like, yeah. family Ooh. Functions when they're all, like, together.
Like,
you
if
know
King
what I mean?
Is like, oh, yeah. I want to talk to my mom. Oh, I want to go see Kylie. Like, yeah. oh my gosh, yeah, that'd be interesting. But mm-hmm. speaking of Dream has her own Instagram account.
Oh,
it's verified and has a ton
G.
of followers.
Mm-hmm. Going to look right now.
Which is really cool. Another thing, I was going to say, Kylie has been, she came out with this new Instagram page called Kylie Shop or something like that. Yeah. And she's coming out with, I'm guessing, like different things of clothing, but a lot of lingerie and stuff. And that's what I was going to tell you, is in all of her shots of her wearing the lingerie, you can see her nipples through it, and her nipples are pierced.
Oh.
And you can see her full nipples, which is kind of crazy. But anyway, she came out with that account, which is really cool. Apparently, in like 20 days or less, she's coming out with her KylieShop.com, which is going to be really cool. And also, at the Westfield Topanga Mall in L.A., she's coming out with her very first ever Kylie shop.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, Ooh. if you go to the mall, you'll see, like, this huge, like, the store's blocked off in this huge poster that has, like, the Kylie, like, paint running down. And, like, it says Kylie, December 9th, 2016. So she's coming up with a pop-up shop. Apparently, they're going to have the holiday collection. They're going to have a lot of the stuff from the KylieShop.com that's going to be, like, the lingerie and the sweatshirts wow. and all that stuff that has Kylie on it. And she's going to sell it until it runs out. And then I guess she'll find a new place to do a pop-up shop. Or maybe if it goes well, she'll keep that shop. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely going to go on opening day. So if you're there, I'll probably be there. You guys should come too.
I know. That sounds like... You know what? That's such a great idea for her to do a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes sense. And then you could do it, like, in each state or whatever. Like, go ahead. Props to you, Kylie.
Let's do it. Let's go, guys. I'm totally down.
I know. It'll be fun.
So, yeah. She's coming out with that Topanga Mall and the Westfield Mall in L.A. And do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, Kanye is being Kanye once again.
Kanye.
The other day in one of his concerts, he was saying that he did not vote, but if he had, he would have voted for Donald Trump.
Didn't he give, like, a whole bunch of money to... for Hillary's campaign? Or
Probably.
Did he say he did? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's just, like...
He's all over
losing
the place.
All his marbles.
Mm. I know. Because he did, like, a show in Sacramento, I think it was last night or something like that, where he... sang three songs and then went on like a 45-minute rant and then said, I'm out of here, I'm done, and dropped the microphone once again, left. Mm. And his rant was all about how he was so mad at Beyonce because he feels like, or no, apparently he heard that she said she did not want to perform at one of the award shows unless she was for sure going to get video of the year over Kanye. Apparently, so he said that, like, he was mad. And then he's like, Jay-Z, call me. Just call me. Like, what's your problem, man? Like, I know you have people to kill people off, so don't send them coming from my head. I just want you to call me like a man and, like, talk to me or something.
Oh.
And so he's all mad at Beyonce and Jay-Z and, like, talked about that. And then he said, out of here, and left. Which is, this is, like, not the first time he's, like, dropped the mic and left. You know, I can only understand the one time with Kim. That's the only time I can understand. The other times, right. I don't know what his deal is.
Well, he did, like, six shows here in L.A., and only one of them, like, everyone said it was an amazing show. You know, he just, he did all his songs, he performed, no rants, and then it was just the last one he had to end early because his voice was going out or whatever. But... it kind of felt like that ranting Kanye had, taken a seat. But actually, the concert on Friday was in San Jose, and that's where I'm from. So my friends went, and they were, like, everyone was so pissed. Like, all on my Facebook feed, all on my Instagram, like, He performed for like 45 minutes and then ranted the rest of the time.
No, he performed three songs then ranted for 45 minutes is what they said.
This is in San Jose. And so then he did that and people were pissed. And then the next day at Sacramento, he not only did he only perform, I think they said 2.5 songs, but like not only did he do that, he was like 1.5 to 2 hours late to the concert, then performed his two songs and then just ranted and people were booing, people were leaving, you know, people trying to get their money back. And supposedly, was this you that said that? Or someone was telling me that he was going to do a makeup show?
Oh yeah, he was scheduled a makeup show for tonight at the Forum, I think. And he canceled that too.
Yeah. So. I know like...
It's unprofessional.
Kanye is this like weird genius person thing. You know what I mean? But like sometimes it's just... It's not funny anymore. Like you need help, Kanye. Like you need a lot of help. People want to come to your shows to listen to your music, and why would you do that to them? You know what I mean? It's disrespectful. Very. Like, hey, you guys are paying tons of money to see me. Well... It's literally him. He's super a narcissist. Like, he needs help.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what Kim thinks about all this.
Yeah.
Like, how do you support him when he's crazy?
I don't know. I did say this on Twitter, but then I deleted it for hate reasons. I just didn't want to have it on the internet, but here I am saying it anyway. I said, Kanye feels like he can run the United States, but can't even run his entire show without leaving after three songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he thinks that he wants to run the United States as president, if he leaves after three songs and can't finish his obligations, what makes you think he's gonna leave America hanging? I mean, not that he'd even be elected, but still.
You know what? Who freaking knows? Because look at this election. So let's just pray he really doesn't go into politics, because I feel stupid people would get him elected. And can you imagine listening to any of his, like... Him having to give a speech? No way.
I just think America needs to... No, he does not.
I don't understand. With Kanye, I'm kind of wondering with the whole Kanye and Jay-Z and Beyonce beef, will they try to shut him up? Because I'm pretty sure Kanye knows a lot of secrets, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are very, very private. And if he's going out saying all this other stuff, I would do what I would have to do just to keep Kanye, like... And, quiet. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, said, just calm down.
He said, Jay-Z, I know you have men that go off and kill people or whatever, so, like, don't send them for my head type of thing.
But Kanye's crazy, too. Like, he's just talking.
I don't know, because that was a rumor back in the day. Jay-Z had people. Yeah. I'm not going to get into it, because I don't know if Jay-Z's people are watching. I did hear that rumor.
He used to be in the streets, so it's a different life, you know?
And I'm like, if Kanye knows these secrets, you find him on the right night, on the right rant, Kanye will spill the beans. And I think, you know, they just need to... pretty much baby him. Like, Kanye, you know, everything's cool. You still invited to the parties. You know, you're still cool. And then later on, keep him, you know, from a distance. Seriously. Let's take this photo. After that, escort him out. You know?
But you know what? I feel like I haven't seen him with Jay-Z or Beyonce in a while. And, like, there's always memes about, like, Beyonce not, like, caring for Kim anyway. So, like, I just feel like they probably don't even really associate.
Yeah, honestly, right, I don't even know. But did you guys see the reaction, Snoop Dogg's reaction video to
Yes, I
Kanye?
Retweeted that one today.
Oh my gosh. Snoop was basically saying, like, he's watching the video of Kanye, like, dissing
his
Beyonce.
Rant.
He's like, oh my gosh, you're an idiot. He's like, he said something like, I don't know what the heck you are on, because I smoke weed and it definitely doesn't do that to me, so I don't know what the heck you're smoking type of thing. And it was just really funny to hear from Snoop Dogg saying that, because Snoop is a wild guy himself. But hearing Snoop say, you're an idiot, you need help, like, what is he saying type of thing, that was just really funny to me.
It's just crazy, because, you know, I just wish we would see more of the nice Kanye. Like, the same Kanye. Yes, we were seeing him as a dad. He was nice. We saw him in this episode, how he came to Chris's side when Chris was in the car accident. So just for him to go from nice to just, what's going on, Kanye? Right. Like, it's just too much.
Maybe he has, like, bipolar or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And he's just off his meds right now. And he's manic.
Yeah. I mean, this is not normal behavior. So, people can argue all they want, but there's something off. There's something off, because normal people, and I know he's not a normal person, but people don't act like that. Like, it's just not socially acceptable.
Stick to the music, Kanye. Yeah. We love the songs. We love the music.
I feel like we are also downer tonight.
We're just drained. It's just like draining.
It's time for change.
We need excitement. And Kanye, your excitement's a little too
much.
It's not that I don't want them to be themselves. Like, I'm not asking them to, like, fake things just to keep us excited. Like, I don't want them to be puppets. But at the same time, like, I don't want them to... Like, if they're going to do this, do it to your full extent and don't give us half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, show us the real stuff, because that's what the whole show's about.
And that's why we fell in love with you.
That's why we fell in love with you. And I'm still in love with you guys. And But with Kanye, he still has to prove himself, because I still don't get it.
Good thing he's not technically really part of...
That's true.
The show, you know? Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, wait. Did you mention that Kendall deleted her Instagram?
Oh, yeah. She did. She did. She said she on the James Corden show that she'll be back. She just needed a little bit of a break, and that she deleted the Twitter app off her phone but didn't deactivate her Twitter like she did her Instagram. And she said she'll be back, but she's just kind of tired of it all right now and wants to take a back seat.
Yeah. I'm wondering.
I feel like they're all doing that. Like, what are we going to do? Like, they're all
going to That's what I'm saying. Like, do you, I wonder, you know, how long this show's really going to go for. I know, like, they had, you know, it's been... I think someone said, like, three more seasons have been renewed. This was, like, last season.
Yeah.
So, you know, but if... I don't know. I mean...
They could probably buy out the contract. Well, if all of them came together, they could probably buy out the contract, maybe.
That'd be a lot of money.
That would be. But if all, you know, all six, if everybody's involved, like, okay, let's hurry up and work. Like, this next year, like, full-blown go out. And then the following year, we'll buy out the contract and we'll be done. They can do that, because they've already made their brands. They're already established. They have their, you know, the shops and the other things and the clothes and the modeling. So,
You know, and then over the years, like, I mean, the show's keeping up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. But over the years, social media has made it really easy to keep up with them. You know what I mean? And, like, this is a constant thing that we would talk about over the years on the show. It's like, well, we already know what happens because this is filmed late. Right. So, like, it's just kind of... I don't know. I want to know what you guys out there think.
Yeah, and I hope you guys don't hate us. Please don't rip us apart in the comments. Just be nice.
Yeah. Comments on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. I want to hear what you guys think is in store for the future. Do you have any last thoughts on where are we going?
No, I'm just hoping, you know, the next season we'll get the excitement. I hope Kim would just share a little light. Like, I know she's still going through the whole Paris situation, but just give us a little bit, Kim. Just say, this is what happened. Cut to a clip of something on the news, and that'll be it.
Right.
But for season 13, you know, give me that excitement.
Give me that excitement. Again, we love the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. We love them, and we are not hating on them. We just... are going through a little phase. It's fine.
It's only a little hit because I'm a fan.
It's
all gonna
be fine. Like, it's a little hiccup.
That's it. We hate because we're fans.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Because we don't like it. Yeah.
But we love you guys. So thanks for watching. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all the support. And
so guys, let everyone know where they can find you in the meantime, if you're doing any other shows that they might want to check out.
Well, everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And, of course, my website, howardthird.com. No new shows just yet, but I will definitely keep you updated on my Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you guys follow me.
Awesome.
Yes.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. If you guys watch Pretty Little Liars, I have a series that I've done on my YouTube called The Lindsay and Dakota Show with the actress Lindsay Shaw. Mm. So make sure you tune into that. We got a bunch of cool different episodes. I'm going to release the fourth video coming up pretty soon. And for AfterBuzz, I have Once Upon a Time still happening. In January, I'm hoping to do Revenge Body by Chloe. And then a lot of the freeform shows, ABC Family, kind of Baby Daddy, all that good stuff. So make sure you tune in. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah. And you guys, as always, can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And my other show right now is Jane the Virgin. Hmm. Ooh, she's not a virgin anymore. Sorry for the spoiler. Anyways, maybe we'll see you guys next season.
Yay! Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.